Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Hello again. The water situation, yes, the water situation, just for a change. The danger is that our water attitudes, water reactions, just become part of the background landscape. Oh yes, we must save water. Not just lip service. A lot is being done, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sure you're doing your bit. I'm trying to do mine. Then there are many private citizens and companies who are making a difference by innovations like grey water recycling, rainwater collecting, and other creative things. We don't know what sort of impact long-term it will have, nor does there seem to be any coordinated feedback. It would be nice to know a bit more. A little while ago, we expressed here on Being Green that there was a lack of urgency in the water message from local government and provincial government. Lots of injunctions to save water and be responsible, tapping on the guilt notes, but not much about what strategies and backups are being considered. I'm glad to say there are signs of a change. Western Cape Premier Helen Ziller is writing about the possible advent of Day Zero in her Daily Maverick column. Day Zero is, of course, the day when the mud hits the fan, because the water has actually run out. Ziller thinks that day may be as soon as March 2018. Dams are currently 20% below what they were last year. Mayor Patricia de Lille says we have just over 17% usable water left, and it looks as if last month was below winter rainfall average. Ziller asks, have we, that is the government, have we been lax in allowing things to reach this point? And she answers herself in the affirmative. We should have had a plan B. Now we have to play catch-up. Almost simultaneously, Mayor de Lille, addressing the City Council of Cape Town, was covering the same bases. The city has a water resilience plan, and from what is reported in the mayor's speech, officials of water treatment and sanitation are really pulling out the stops to maximise water efficiency and make sure that the 17% or less is properly stretched to complete usefulness. Communications is improving, with the Think Water exhibition touring the major shopping centres and malls, presenting the brighter ideas garnered from the Request for Information and Ideas initiative. Look out for the Think Water exhibition at a shopping centre near you. Ziller emphasises the role of the private sector in developing strategies for water supply, from non-surface sources such as aquifers, recycling of wastewater, and even, deep breath here, desalination. Here I quote the Premier. I have little doubt we will soon have liftoff in the emerging water economy, with the potential to create hundreds of new jobs. I have experienced yet again why entrepreneurs are the most precious resource society has when it comes to solving seemingly intractable problems. Interesting that on the principle of it's an ill wind that blows nobody any good, the water crisis has the potential to create hundreds of new jobs. Remember, too, that a state of emergency has been declared, which clears the way for some interventions and circumventions. Of course, it's difficult for government, local, provincial or national, to react quickly in a landscape where there are so many stakeholders with a complexity of needs, not to say demands. Politicians have to tread diplomatically, always watching their backs for the inevitable criticism from opposition. That's how democracy works, we're told, and I do understand the pressures, the need for consultation, reporting back, and checking with stakeholders and interested parties. There's nothing new, really, in these statements, but then the shortage, or water scarcity, I suppose we should say, is finally acknowledged and faced head-on. If the drought continues, whether or not it's a consequence of climate change, if the rain doesn't come, then the two prongs of the strategy will have to serve. One, save water and be responsible. Two, innovate and fast-track the tender processes when it comes to encouraging private sector solutions. So it seems there is a reality check abroad at last, and the leadership in the city and the province are sending signals that they've got the message. It shouldn't be business as usual. The eerie silence is broken. There is at least a sound of the whirring of wheels. The coming weeks of this early spring season will produce a budding hope for the thirsty land. From me, John Richards, it merely remains to say goodbye. Thanks for listening. I'm going to be away for a little while. And Being Green will be in the capable hands of Glynis Crook from next week. So, from me, thank you. Bye-bye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.